I would like to begin today's sermon with a question.
咁我今日咧都想用一个问题嚟开始今日嘅信息。
So some of you are students.
咁我哋当中咧有部分都仍然系学生啦。
Perhaps you are considering going to university very soon.
咁有啲可能咧就净喺度考虑紧啊，要去咩大学啦。
Some of you just graduated and are on this crossroad to look for a job.
咁有啲咧可能已經畢咗業啦，就喺呢個人生嘅十字路口去諗緊將來嘅職業。
Some of you are working.
咁有啲已經喺度做緊嘢，
Some of you are retired.
有啲可能係退休咗啦。
So, what is your idea of a dream job?
咁究竟你心目中最理想嘅一份工作係點嘅咧？
So, the kind of career that's, if you do it, you will be very happy and it will be meaningful when you do it.
咁你心目中有冇一份理想嘅职业，系你觉得如果你真系做到咧，你就会好开心，你系觉得好有意义。
So many people in my generation, they like to be doctors and lawyers.
咁喺我嘅年代咧，以前好多人咧就希望可以成为医生啦，成为律师。
So young people nowadays, we heard, like to be the next one. Perhaps influencer, internet celebrity, TikToker, YouTubers.
咁但系咧，今时今日啊，好多人就希望能够成为网红啦，即系喺唔同嘅社交媒体嗰啲平台上面咧，都可以系啦，可以做呢啲主播等等，
Is it true?
系咪咧？
So I guess for me, at one point of my life during my middle school years,
咁喺我自己嘅经验里面啦，曾经当我读紧中学嘅时候。
so I was a bit pessimistic about life and didn't really understand the meaning and the purpose of life.
咁當時其實我對於人生嘅睇法都比較悲觀嘅，我當時並係好明白人生嘅目的係乜嘢。
And this was what I wanted to be.
咁咧，我當時嘅理想咧，其實就係呢一幅圖畫。
So this is a noodle cart.
咁其實咧，就係呢度係一個賣面嘅車仔咯。
So I wanted it to be a noodle stand or noodle cart owner.
咁我就想自己擁有一台可以賣面嘅呢個檔攤。
Why?
有车，点解咧？
Because I like eating noodles.
咁首先我好中意食面啦，
And I also like traveling.
咁我又中意去旅游。
So if I have a car like this, I can travel around Taiwan.
咁 如果我当时就谂啦，如果我有架咁样嘅卖面嘅推车啊，咁我就可以游览全台湾啦。
And I can sell noodles.
啊，我边游览我边卖面。
If the business is not good,
咁如果生意唔好咧，
I can still eat my noodles.
起码自己都有面食啊！
Right? So it's a very idealistic career.
咁我就觉得，哇！呢个真系我嘅理想嘅职业。
I guess my idea was since I didn't really know the direction and the purpose of life, I might as well do something that I like.
咁所以我当时嘅谂法咧，就系因为反正我都唔明白人生嘅方向、人生嘅意义何在，咁我不如做一啲我自己喜欢嘅嘢啦。
And live a life that's easy and not so stressful.
咁就可以过一个比较平静、容易啲、人轻松啲、唔使咁大压力嘅生活。
But I guess I was too naive. Those who are serving in the food industry, knowing that cooking or running a shop is not an easy task.
咁不過其實我當時實在太天真啦，我諗我哋當中好多都係喺從事一餐飲行業都明白，話要去煮嘢啊，或者要去經營一個店啊，係幾咁艱難嘅事。
So, what is this career or role or mission that is really meaningful, has lasting value?
咁所以究竟啊，有乜嘢嘅行業或者一個角色咧，係真正有意義，係有永恆價值嘅咧？
It's just not to make our ends meet.
就唔系纯粹为咗可以维生。
The Bible does teach Christians not to be idle, but to work with their own hands.
咁圣经咧，的确系有教导我哋咧，千祈唔好闲懒，反而要亲手作证经事。
So Christians can provide for themselves and also to share with those who are in need.
所以咧，以致我哋作为基督徒啊，唔单止能够自给自足，我哋仲有能力去分享俾嗰啲有需要嘅人。
So even Apostle Paul. During his ministry, when he didn't want He didn't want to burden the churches. He also worked with his own hands.
所以我要記得使徒保羅當佢係服侍緊嘅時候，為咗唔想成為教會負擔，佢甚至亦都係去代職去侍奉佢自己有佢嘅一個工作。
So from Acts, we know he's a tent maker by trade.
咁如果我哋睇《使徒行传》咧，就知道使徒保罗咧，佢当时系一个即将派嘅人。
So, what is this career or role that is truly meaningful and have a eternal value when we do put our hands onto it?
咁所以究竟乜嘢系一个真正嘅事业？系有价值啦，亦都系有永恒嘅作用嘅，系值得我哋投身落去嘅。
So actually, this role or career, so to speak, can be found in Philippians chapter 2, as we shall see in a moment.
咁原来一个咁样嘅角色或者一个咁样嘅职业咧，其实我哋可以从腓立比书第二章嗰度睇到。
So let's keep the question of the meaningful career at the back of your minds.
咁我哋首先咧就将呢一个关于一个理想嘅职业啊事业嘅问题摆喺个心里面先。
So as you continue to listen to the sermon today.
咁我哋就继续去听呢篇信息。
So today we come to the end of Philippians chapter 2.
咁今日我哋已经嚟到腓立比书第二章嘅结尾部分。
And we have seen that imitating the mind of Christ is the main theme of Philippians chapter 2.
而我哋过去咧已经睇到，去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念咧，系腓立比书第二章嘅一个主题。
And towards the end of this chapter, Paul expressed his desire to send two of his dear brothers in Christ to visit the Philippian church.
而嚟到呢一章嘅结尾部分咧，保罗咧就去表达佢系非常之渴慕差派两位佢好亲爱主里面嘅弟兄咧去探访嚟腓立比教会嘅。
So Paul has a desire to build up the church, and he says, if God willing, he himself will go. But at the moment, he was imprisoned, in Rome.
咁因为咧，保罗心系非常之想继续建立腓立比教会，咁佢就有分享到啦。如果神愿意啊，佢真系会亲身去到探望佢哋。但系因为当时佢正系喺罗马度坐紧监，
So he was a prisoner for the sake of Christ and for the sake of the gospel.
而佢坐监嘅原因系为到福音嘅缘故。
And wonderfully, when Paul wrote about these two Christians, yeah, the description of them actually serve as a beautiful testimonies of Christians who are imitating the mind of Christ.
而好奇妙地咧，当保罗去描述呢两位基督徒嘅时候咧，正正就系为我哋即系彰显咗一个好美丽嘅见证啦。就系当一基督徒系忠心咁去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念嘅时候系点。
So these two Christians are Timothy, who was a co-worker of Paul.
咁呢两位基督徒咧，分别就系提摩太啦，当时都系保罗嘅一个同工。
So he was younger in age.
咁当然啦，年龄上佢就比保罗年轻好多啦。
And Epaphroditus,
咁另一个就系以巴弗提，
who was a lay Christian.
咁其实就系一位平信徒，可以咁讲。
So a lay person or a lay Christian is a Christian who is not a full-time worker like Paul or Timothy.
咁所谓嘅平信徒，或者话佢唔系以服侍神为佢全职嘅一个侍奉咁样。
And Epaphroditus was originally from the Philippian church.
咁而以巴弗提咧就本身都系腓立比教会嘅一员。
And these two dear brothers in Christ brought to life what having the mind of Christ in action looks like in everyday life.
而呢两位亲爱嘅弟兄咧，就真系好活生生咁俾我哋睇到，当人咧系以基督嘅心为心嘅时候，佢哋喺日常生活嘅表达嘅行动系点样？
So shall we take a look at today's main text?
咁我哋可以一齐睇今日嘅经文，
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 19 to 30.
腓立比书二章19至30节。
So let me read to you from verse 19 to verse 24, and Pastor Grace will read in Chinese from verse 25 to 30. So, verse 19. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by news of you, for I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. For they will seek after their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy's proven worth, how as a son with a father he has served with me in the gospel. I hope therefore to send him just as soon as I see how it will go with me, and I trust in the Lord that shortly I myself will come also.
25节， 然而我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。27节，他实在是病了，几乎要死。然而神怜悯他，不但怜悯他，也怜恤我，免得我忧上加忧。所以我越发急促打发他去，叫你们再见他就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。故此，你们要在主里欢欢乐乐的接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因他为做基督的功夫，几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
So from this passage, we have the blessing to observe people who have the mind of Christ look like, not in theory, but in practical day-to-day life.
咁喺今日嘅經文，我哋就睇到啊兩位唔同基督徒，佢哋啊當真係好忠心咁去仿效基督嘅時候，係點樣嘅一個生命？唔係就喺度講理論，而係實際嘅行動係點嘅。
But before we take a closer look at their testimonies,
但係當我哋更加仔細去睇佢哋嘅見證之前呢。
I would like to lead you to take a look at the overall picture of Philippians chapter 2.
我想首先同大家睇下咧《腓立比书》第二章嘅一个整幅嘅图画，全面
Since,
啲嘅图画。
since this message will be concluding chapter 2,
因为咧今日嘅信息就会系总结整章《腓立比书》第二章嘅。
by considering chapter 2 as a whole, there are spiritual lessons that we can learn from the overall picture.
当我哋咧将《腓立比书》第二章整体好全面咁去睇嘅时候咧，其实仍然有好多宝贵嘅功课我哋可以学习到。
So there are two parts in today's sermon.
咁所以今日嘅信息将会分为两部分。
So in part one of the sermon, we'll take an overview of chapter 2 to learn two important lessons.
咁第一部分咧，我哋将会好全面咁样去睇一睇《腓立比书》第二章一个概览，然后咧从中可以学到两个重要嘅功课。
And in part two of the sermon, we will be focusing on verse 19 to the end of the chapter to learn from these two brothers. About their testimonies.
而喺信息嘅第二部分咧，我哋就会集中去睇第19节至到本章最后一节，我哋可以从咧呢两位弟兄佢哋嘅生命见证去学习。
So, if you have a Bible, you can also turn to Philippians chapter 2.
咁所以如果你手上有圣经咧，就鼓励你哋可以打开去到腓立比书第二章。
So, what are some spiritual lessons we can learn? We take a step back and look at the whole of Philippians chapter 2 as an overview.
咁所以当我哋咧好似退后一步，去宏观咁睇下整章腓立比书第二章嘅时候，我哋能够学到啲咩咧？
So the first important point we can see from the overall picture of chapter 2 is the pattern of discipleship.
咁第一点好重要嘅咧，就系当我哋睇整章第二章啊，就会见到啊呢个门徒嘅模式系，即系门徒训练嘅模式系非常之明显嘅。
So it's very evident in this chapter. Apostle Paul was faithful in teaching and living out the mind of Christ.
首先，使徒保罗佢自己系非常忠心于去教导啦，同埋去活出基督嘅精神。
And he exhorted the Philippian church to understand and imitate the mind of Christ from verse 5 to 11.
咁而喺第5至到11节咧，使徒保罗亦都去劝勉呢个腓立比教会要去明白啦，并且仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
So you remember he used a vivid image of Christ emptying himself.
咁如果你哋仲記得咧，佢當時用一個非常之活生生嘅圖畫，就係基督點樣去倒空佢自己。
And how he gave himself up. To the point of death on the cross for us.
佢願意咧，甚至係去俾出自己到一個地步，就係將自己都可以俾人去釘死喺十字架上面，就係為咗我哋。
And Paul also gave his own testimony in verse 17. There he said he would gladly to be a drink offering poured out together with the sacrifice and service of Philippian church.
而去到第17节咧，保罗仲自己去做见证，话佢咧非常之乐意成为好似一个枭电嘅仔一样，去被倒空倒出嚟，就去成为一齐参与去服侍腓立比教会嘅一个祭物。
And then we come to today's passage. We see the next generation of full-time worker, Timothy, who was faithful in following after Paul's example in imitating Christ.
咁接住落嚟，我哋就睇到。 下一代嘅基督徒嘅全時間嘅工人啊，呢啲全時間服侍噶啦，就係提摩太啦，佢同樣係非常之忠心咁樣去仿效住即係跟隨住保羅嘅榜樣咁樣去仿效耶穌基督嘅心思意念。
And at the end of the chapter, the lay Christian Epaphroditus was also seen living out the mind of Christ.
咁然後去到本章最後嘅部分咧，我哋就見到呢位平信徒啦，叫做以巴弗提，佢都係同樣係去活出耶穌基督嘅心思意念。
So, from observing the overall picture of Philippians chapter 2, you can see the pattern of discipleship from Christ to the apostles and to the next generation. A full-time worker and to the lay Christians of a church.
咁所以，当我哋去观察整章腓立比书第二章嘅时候咧，我哋好清晰咁见到一个门徒训练嘅模式喺度。首先系从基督去训练咗呢啲嘅使徒，使徒再训练下一代嘅全时间嘅服侍嘅工人，再去训练一啲教会入面嘅平信徒。
So thanks be to God that there were faithful disciples like Apostle Paul, Timothy. Epaphroditus and the Philippian church were diligent in following the teaching and the mind of Christ.
咁所以我哋真系要去感谢神啦，即系历世历代里面有呢啲咁忠信嘅门徒，例如使徒保罗啦、提摩太啦、以巴弗提、腓立比教会啦，佢哋都系非常之忠心勤奋嘅去跟随耶稣基督嘅教导同埋佢嘅心思意念。
As I was preparing for this sermon,
咁当我喺度预备今日嘅信息嘅时候咧。
I also felt very blessed to be part of the Christian Disciples Church.
我都为到能够系喺基督门徒会嘅一份子，感到非常之有福气。
Because our spiritual forerunner, Pastor Eric, was also someone like Paul.
因为咧，我哋属灵嘅前辈张希和牧师咧，都系一位好似使徒保罗嘅人一样。
Who were faithful and diligent in following the teaching and the mind of Christ.
佢系好忠心、好勤力嘅去跟随耶稣基督嘅教导同埋佢嘅心意。
And he has left us with a very good testimony and example.
而且咧，佢为我哋留下咗一个非常之美好嘅见证，同埋一个好好嘅榜样。
And we are blessed in this church because Pastor Eric recognized the importance of discipleship in Jesus' teaching.
而我哋咧，能够喺呢个教会里面，其实真系好有福气，因为咧，张希和牧师佢系睇得见呢个门徒训练系非常之重要嘅，特别喺主耶稣嘅教导里面系睇得见。
And He also taught discipleship and trained up many workers of God.
亦因為呢個緣故咧，佢唔單止去教導呢個門徒訓練嘅模式咧，佢係真係去訓練咗好多神嘅工人。
So every year during Christmas time, I think you already noticed we receive many different Christmas cards from all over the world.
咁所以每一年咧，我諗大家喺聖誕嘅時候都會留意到啦，我哋就會從世界各地啊接到好多唔同嘅聖誕卡，就係由我哋唔同嘅分會所寄嚟嘅。
And this is because Pastor Eric had disciples and trained workers of God who also imitate the mind of Christ, like what we see in Philippians chapter 2.
咁呢个咧就系因为张希和牧师佢系去训练门徒啊，训练咗好多神嘅忠心嘅工人，佢哋同样系去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
And the co-workers were sent out to carry out the Great Commission given by Christ to bring the gospel to the end of the world, sorry, the end of the earth. And also to make disciples of all nations.
而呢啲嘅童工训练之后咧，都被差派出去完成耶稣基督俾我哋嘅大使命，就系将福音传遍地极，去使万民都做佢嘅门徒。
So from our web global website, you can see some of the places that we have churches.
咁如果你哋去睇翻我哋教会嘅总网页咧，咁你哋就可以见到咧，全球我哋嘅分会都分布喺咩嘅地方，咩国家。
Of course, those sensitive are not listed here.
咁當然啦，喺一啲比較敏感嘅地區，我哋就唔會將佢列喺呢度啦。
So Pastor Eric was diligent in seeking to expound the Word of God faithfully.
咁所以咧，張希和牧師係非常之勤力嘅去講解神嘅話語啦。
And his example of life as a living sacrifice for God also showed us a life that loves Yahweh God and Jesus Christ.
单止系忠心准确咁讲解神嘅话语，佢生命嘅榜样咧，真系一个献俾神嘅活祭一样，都系
Yeah, a mind that focuses on the will of God after the mind of Christ.
咁佢咧，亦都係佢心思意念咧，非常之集中喺行神嘅心意啊，就係、是、去跟随耶稣基督嘅榜样。
So thanks be to God that the mentor and spiritual forerunner of our church, Pastor Eric, he taught and followed the pattern of discipleship in the Bible.
所以我哋真系好感谢神啊！我哋呢位属灵嘅前辈、属灵嘅引路者咧，佢系首先去教导，亦都跟从圣经入面呢个门徒训练嘅模式。
And this is also the reason during my student days, I saw a church that was dynamic, imitating the teaching and the mind of Christ.
咁呢个咧，亦都系咧，点解当我仲系读紧书嘅时候，仲系学生嘅时候咧，我能够去有机会认识到见证到一间充满活力亦都系仿效耶稣基督嘅教导同心思意念嘅教会。
I was in Montreal, so I was attending our sister church in Montreal.
咁当时我系喺加拿大嘅蒙特利尔 （Montreal） 满地好，系啦，喺加拿大满地好啦。咁我当时就系翻满地好教会嘅。
And brothers and sisters were walking in love and also loving one another and to offer up together as a one living sacrifice for God and for others.
咁我当时见证到咧，入面教会入面嘅弟兄姊妹咧，都系喺爱中咁样去生活，佢哋彼此相爱啦，而且一齐咧都去成为一个活祭咁献俾神。
And this was what drew me to inspire me to want to know more about the gospel.
亦都正正系呢一点咧，去吸引咗我自己，想去更多认识福音。
So thanks be to God for faithful spiritual forerunners we read in Philippians chapter 2, and also for the example and the teaching we receive through spiritual forerunners like Pastor Eric or the testimony we saw in our church, like Auntie Lau. Sister Hoi, etc.
所以我哋都真系好感谢神啦，即系唔单止我哋头先腓立比书第二章嗰度，我哋能够读到呢一啲向神系非常之忠心嘅属灵嘅前辈嘅生命见证，我哋亦都有幸从我哋教会嘅张希和牧师啦，或者我哋甚至呢个利物浦教会嘅刘婶婶啊，或者其他信徒好似开姊妹啊等等，都可以去见到呢啲美好嘅生命见证。
So this is the first lesson we can take into heart, the pattern of discipleship.
咁所以咧，呢个就系第一点想同大家分享嘅，就系咧，我哋能够睇到圣经入面呢个门徒训练嘅模式。
And from chapter 2, we can see that at the center or at the core of the discipleship training is to imitate the mind of Christ.
咁而从第二章，我哋就睇得到啦，喺呢个整个门徒训练嘅模式嘅核心啊，其实就系关乎要去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
If we only imitate the external things that Christ did or taught, then it's not truly following him.
咁如果我哋咧只系停留于表面，净系去效法耶稣基督所做嘅一啲外面嘅行为咧，表面嘅行为咧，咁其实我哋都唔系真正喺度仿效紧耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
But what lies at the core of discipleship training is the imitation of the thinking and the mind of Christ.
所以咧，其实整个门徒训练嘅核心咧，必须翻翻嚟就系去明白同埋仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
So the second important lesson we can draw from looking at Philippians 2 as a whole is.
而第二点，当我哋睇腓立比书第二章嘅时候咧，我哋能够学到嘅一个重要功课咧，就系、
We can see a picture or portrayal of what a Christian is like.
是、我哋就能够睇到，究竟一个基督徒啊，究竟系一幅咩嘅图画咧？
If you recall previously at the end of chapter 1, I shared with you that in God's wisdom, in the four chapters of Philippians, we are given four pictures of a Christian.
嗱，如果大家仲記得，當我同大家分享腓立比書第一章嘅結尾部分嘅時候咧，我有同大家講過喺神嘅智慧裏面，腓立比書分咗四章，而每一章咧入面都有俾咗應該話喺呢四章裏面咧，俾咗我哋四幅關於基督徒係乜嘢嘅生命嘅一種圖畫俾我哋睇。
So, do you remember what is the picture of chapter 1?
咁唔知大家記唔記得第一章嘅時候咧係乜嘢圖畫咧？
A Christian is
基督徒係一個。
don't remember.
That's why you need your Bible. 所以大家需要有圣经可以揭下。
So a Christian is a soldier because you can find many words of warfare, like defense for the gospel and prisoners, striving. in chapter one。
咁喺第一章入面咧，基督徒被描绘为一个精兵，一个军人兵士兵，因为咧喺入面嘅用语，你会见到好多好似例如，sorry, can you remind me of the keywords？入 defence 好似一啲防御抵御嘅呢啲咁嘅用词啦，亦都有 defence
Prisoner。
啊，系 prisoner 啦，佢好似被囚禁啦，囚犯咧，因为有时打仗嘅时候你会变成战俘啦。同埋要去尽心竭力咁等等呢啲嘅用语，
So a Christian is a soldier for Christ.
所以呢个基督徒系基督嘅一个精兵。
Like what Pastor Grace prayed, not to war with a physical weapon, but we war by God's spirits and with a spiritual weapon and with the word of God.
咁就好似头先 Grace 牧师带领我哋一齐祷告嘅时候讲到啊，我哋打呢场属灵嘅征战咧，唔系用肉属血气嘅肉身嘅武器，而系咧系用神嘅灵啦、神嘅话语啦呢啲属灵嘅兵器。
And the picture of a Christian in Philippians chapter 2 is that of a servant or a priest of God.
咁而喺腓立比书第二章入面啊，对一个基督徒嘅描绘咧，就系一个神嘅仆人、神嘅祭司。
So a priest is someone who is set apart for serving Yahweh God.
一个祭司咧，就系被分别为圣去服侍耶和华神嘅。
So in that sense, he's a servant.
咁所以喺嗰个层面咧，佢系一个仆人。
So this is the example of Jesus Christ who emptied himself to be a slave of God and offered himself as a sacrifice for the salvation of mankind.
而呢个咧，正正系耶稣基督佢自己所立嘅榜样，佢将自己倒空啊，成为神嘅一个奴仆，或者原文系一个奴隶，然后佢将自己咧献上咧，为到我哋全人类嘅救恩咧去牺牲。
So when a person repents of his or her sin and commits oneself to follow Christ,
所以当一个人去悔改啊认罪，然后咧真系委身去跟随基督嘅时候咧。
So through baptism, we experience God's salvation in Christ Jesus.
藉住浸礼，我哋咁样去委身嘅时候，我哋就经历神嘅救恩啦。藉住耶稣基督临到我哋，
And we are regenerated to be a child of God.
我哋重生啦，经历成为神嘅儿女。
Who is also given the precious role as a servant of God.
同时，我哋都领受咗呢个好尊贵嘅、宝贵嘅身份，就系神嘅仆人。
And to be a servant and a priest for the creator of the universe is truly the highest privilege you and I can receive.
能够成为全宇宙万物嘅创造主嘅仆人同埋祭司，其实真系你同我一生里面能够得到最高嘅一个荣誉。
So this is the question I shared with you at the beginning of the sermon.
而呢个正正就系我今日信息一开始时候抛出嚟嘅一个问题。
What is a career or a role or a mission that is truly meaningful and has lasting values.
究竟有冇任何一个职业或者一个角色系真正嘅有意义，而且咧系有永恒嘅价值嘅咧？
It is to become a child of God who is also the servant, a priest of God.
其实就系要成为神嘅儿女，而呢个神嘅儿女咧，其实同时就系神嘅一个仆人，神嘅祭司。
So this is the most meaningful and precious role that has eternal values.
呢个咧就系人生里面最有意义、最宝贵嘅一个。角色亦都系有永恒嘅价值嘅。
So, how is your eyesight like, spiritually speaking?
所以讲到属灵事物嘅时候你嘅属灵嘅视力有几好呢？
So, can you perceive the truth about the past, the present, and the future?
你能唔能够睇清楚过去、现在同埋将来嘅事情呢？
Even if you know the truth from the Bible, are you living according to that knowledge of the truth?
应该咁话，你其实能唔能够睇清楚啊？过去、现在同将来呢个真理，就算你睇得到呢啲嘅真理，你能唔能够按住真理而活呢？
So, a servant of the Creator God Yahweh and a servant of the risen Christ is someone who can see the truth about the past, the present, and the future.
一个作为创造主耶和神嘅仆人咧，佢或者作为耶稣已经复活嘅耶稣基督嘅仆人，其实就系一个能够睇清楚、洞悉过去、现在同将来嘅真理嘅人，
And is living according to the truth.
而且佢明白咗、洞悉到呢个真理咧，佢系按真理而活。
So, when we become a child and a servant of God through obeying the gospel,
所以当我哋藉住信服福音嘅时候，我哋成为神嘅儿女同埋神嘅仆人。
just like the song we sang, We are regarded and blessed to be known by our Creator God.
就好似我哋一开始所唱嘅诗歌啦，我哋能够被 Yahweh 创造我哋嘅神所认识咧，系好大嘅福气。
So we understood where we came from.
我哋明白我哋从哪里来，
And we are reconciled with the living God.
我哋亦都得以同呢位活生生嘅神去和好。
Our Creator God Yahweh.
就系同我哋嘅创造主 Yahweh 神去和好。
So we perceive the truth about our origin, where we came from.
所以我哋就睇得见，其实我哋嘅我哋嘅来源，即系我哋系从边度嚟嘅。
And what's more, a servant of God also knows why we are here currently in this world.
唔单止系咁啊，一位神嘅仆人咧，佢好清楚知道我哋呢一刻点解存活喺呢个世上。
They know the mission and the tasks that our God and Father want us to accomplish.
佢哋好清楚神要摆咗俾佢哋嘅使命，佢哋要完成嘅任务系乜嘢？
There are still many people under the bondage of sin.
全世界里面仲有好多嘅人活喺罪恶嘅捆绑底下。
And the servants and priests of God participate in the salvation work of God to serve as a living sacrifice after Christ's example.
而作为耶和神嘅仆人，佢嘅祭司咧，我哋一齐都去参与喺神呢个救恩嘅工程里面，我哋一齐咧献上咧，就好似跟随住耶稣基督嘅榜样，我哋一齐成为嗰个活祭。
And with faith, we also know where we are heading.
而藉住信心咧，我哋亦都知道我哋究竟向住乜嘢嘅方向去前进。
By following Christ's footsteps in faith and faithfulness, day by day, Christians walk with Yahweh God to attain to eternal life.
藉住我哋跟随耶稣基督嘅脚踪，系仿效佢嘅信心同埋佢嘅忠心咧。每一日我哋都系同紧耶和神去同行，然后咧直到我哋可以达到有呢个永生为止。
And as we, but we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling to remain faithful to the end.
但喺呢个过程咧，我哋必须恐惧战惊嘅完成呢个得救嘅功夫以致我哋咧即系可以忠心至死。
So remember, I wanted to be a noodle stand owner.
有头先有讲过啦，我曾经好想咧作为一个面档嘅主人。
Because I didn't understand the purpose of life. I don't know where I was from. Yeah, like, where do human beings come from? I don't know about the future, so I can only pick and choose what I seem beneficial to me.
因为当时啊，我都完全唔明白人生嘅意义、价值何在我又唔能够睇到将来究竟系咯，我人生有咩目标方向？咁我只能够就系做一啲我当时睇为好嘅嘢。
But thanks be to God, through the Bible, yeah, the truth is revealed to me and also I believe to you.
但系好感谢神啦，藉住神嘅话语，藉住圣经呢、这个真理啊，真相已经显明俾我睇，我相信亦都显明咗俾大家睇。
So yeah, this is really precious that we have the privilege to not only be a child of God through the gospel, but also become a servant of God.
所以真系好感恩啦！呢个系一个莫大嘅福气，我哋唔单止成为神嘅儿女，亦都成为神嘅一个仆人。
So this is the precious picture we can see from Philippians chapter 2.
咁呢个咧就我哋从腓立比书第二章能够睇到嘅好宝贵嘅图画。
So every true Christian, not just limited to full-time workers, are servants and priests of God Yahweh.
每一个真正嘅基督徒。唔系净系讲紧我哋全时间服侍神嘅呢啲仆人，每一个真正嘅基督徒咧，都系神嘅仆人，神嘅祭司。
And it's our highest honor and privilege to be servants of our Creator God and Father in heaven.
而能够成为创造主嘅，我哋天父嘅仆人咧，其实真系我哋人生最高嘅殊荣。
And to be filled by His Holy Spirit and His love, to work with Him while we journey on this life on earth.
而且咧，我哋能够系在我哋即系一路继续行呢条人生嘅道路嘅时候咧，都能够被圣灵去充满啦，同埋被神嘅爱去充满。
It's also through the Spirit of God that we, together, we function like priesthood to offer ourselves as a body of Christ as a living sacrifice.
咁亦都系藉住神嘅灵嘅工作咧，我哋教会整体咧，我哋一齐去将自己献上，成为呢个活祭去献俾神。
So these are the two precious lessons we can learn when we take a look at the overall picture of Philippians chapter 2.
咁頭先分享嘅就係兩點，當我哋睇腓立比書第二章啊，好整體嘅咁樣去睇嘅時候，所學到嘅重要嘅兩點。
In part two of today's sermon, so let us focus our attention on the example of Timothy and Epaphroditus.
嚟到我哋信息嘅下半部啦，我哋而家就會專注去睇呢個提摩太同埋以巴弗提嘅榜樣。
To see what we can learn from them as they diligently living out the mind of Christ.
咁就可以去睇下我哋能够学到啲咩啦，即系去透过观察佢哋点样好勤奋嘅去活出耶稣基督嘅精神。
So from verse 19 to 23,
咁喺第19至13节嗰度话，
so Paul mentioned about sending his co-worker Timothy to encourage the Philippian church.
咁保罗咧就提到想去差派佢嘅同工提摩太去鼓励腓立比教会。
And we find a sad reality that even among Paul's co-workers, there was few that were faithful in imitating the mind of Christ.
但系咧，令人好悲伤嘅就系呢个残酷嘅现实啦。喺保罗嘅同工之中啊，其实都只有系寥寥可数嘅几个系真正嘅忠心，系真系去仿效耶稣基督嘅心思意念嘅。
But they all sought after their own interests, but not the interests of Christ.
因为咧，其余嘅同工佢哋都只系咧去专注去寻找自己嘅即系佢都专注关心自己嘅事，而唔系去真正关心耶稣基督嘅事。
So around Paul at that time, Timothy was the only faithful worker Paul could find to be like-minded.
而喺當時咧，提摩太啊，係保羅唯一揾到真正去忠心嘅一個神嘅仆人，係能夠同保羅同心嘅。
And yeah, to be with Paul and with Christ, to be like-minded,
佢能夠同保羅啦，同埋基督同心。
who was genuinely concerned for the Philippian brothers and sisters and was seeking Christ's interests.
佢咧係真心嘅去關心到腓立比教會入面嘅弟兄姊妹，而且咧。亦都系真心嘅，想寻求耶稣基督嘅事。
And what's Christ's interests?
咁究竟耶稣基督事，耶稣基督所关心嘅事系咩咧？
So from Jesus' own word, we can know what our Lord and Savior focuses on.
咁从耶稣基督自己所讲嘅话咧，我哋就可以知道耶稣佢所专注嘅系乜嘢嘅事。
So in John chapter 4, verse 34,
喺约翰福音4章34节咁啊。
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
耶稣说：我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
So Christ focuses his whole life on the will of God to participate in God's salvation plan.
所以见到耶稣基督咧，系专注去整身人，去为咗就要参与喺神嘅救恩计划里面，去完成神嘅旨意。
To carry out the work of Yahweh God.
佢要去行实行或者系啦，完成神所托付俾佢嘅呢啲嘅工作。
And sadly, among the co-workers of Paul, he could only find no one but only Timothy at that time.
但系咧，好可惜嘅就系喺众多保罗嘅同工当中啊，佢当时揾唔到其他任何人，唯独揾到提摩太一个。
Who were like-minded and was truly concerned for the Philippian church.
系能够真正同佢同心，而且咧系真正为到教会嘅需要咧去有呢份嘅关心嘅。
So those who are willing to walk on the narrow path, yeah, are few, and those who are steadfast and faithful, and you can see is even fewer.
所以嗰啲能够行喺呢条窄路上嘅人咧，已经系少之又少。但系咧，嗰啲真系能够好持续稳定嘅，咁样去忠心嘅人咧，咁就更加少啦。
So thanks be to God for Timothy, who was faithful and diligent as a disciple for his generation.
但系真系好感谢神，有提摩太呢位忠心亦都系好勤奋嘅神嘅仆人呢、这个门徒，起码佢喺佢嘅。年代佢嗰个世代里面咧，有佢呢一位。
So if you read Paul's letter to Timothy, you can also see he's young and he also has his weaknesses.
咁如果你去睇翻保罗写俾提摩太嘅书信里面咧，你就会见到其实提摩太都系相对年轻啦，佢亦都有佢自己嘅软弱。
Thanks be to God for the songs we sang today. Yeah, the power of your love that help us to overcome our shortcomings.
但系咧，真系好感谢神啦！就好似我哋今日亦都有唱到诗歌，藉住神爱嘅大能咧，能够去帮助我哋每一个人都去战胜我哋嘅软弱。
So he can become someone who can continue to pass on the gospel and then to disciple the next generation。
以至咧提摩太能够继续忠心嘅去传讲神嘅福音，并且咧亦都去训练更加多嘅门徒。
So what can we learn from the testimony of Timothy?
咁我哋究竟从提摩太嘅见证又可以学到啲咩咧？
How he lived out the mind of Christ.
啊，佢点样去活出啊耶稣基督嘅心思意念
So
咧？
let us notice the two verbs in verse 20 and verse 21.
咁我哋可以特别去留意啊，呢个20至21节入面嘅两个动词。
So in verse 20, it says, For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare, for they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
So the two verbs here are concerns and seek.
嗱，呢度两个动词咧，我哋可以留意啦。第一就系挂念啦，或者求同埋求。
So these two verbs are important for us to notice.
咁呢两个动词我哋一定要留意。
And the verb concerned can be translated as to be anxious or to worry about.
咁呢度所讲到嘅挂念呢个字咧，其实亦都可以翻译为啊，真系好担忧啊，好挂念啊，好系啦，好忧虑咁样。
So these two verbs, be anxious and seek, when they occur together in close proximity, does this ring a bell to you?
咁当呢个挂念啊、担忧呢个字啦，动词同埋寻求呢、这个另一个动词咁近嘅距离出现咧，唔知有冇令你谂到另一个经文咧？
Do you recall that these verbs also occur together in the Lord Jesus' teaching to the disciples?
唔知你哋仲会唔会谂起呢两个动词咧，同时出现过喺耶稣基督对佢门徒嘅教导里面。
In Matthew chapter 6,
就喺马太福音第六章，
Matthew 6, 31 to 33,
喺马太福音六章31至33节。
Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以不要忧虑说，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这些东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So the words worry or be anxious and the word seek are the same words Paul used in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
咁喺头先啱啱读嘅经文里面出现嘅忧虑同埋求呢两个动词咧，其实都系头先我哋所讲保罗喺腓立比书2章20至21节用嘅两个字嚟嘅。
Paul sadly said he could not find among his co-workers, except Timothy, that he could not find anyone who was genuinely anxious for the Philippian church and was seeking after Christ's interests, but not one's own interests.
咁但系咧，真系令人好悲叹嘅就系保罗话啦，喺佢众多嘅同工里面啊，去揾唔到另外任何一个人，除咗系提摩太啊，除咗提摩太咧，佢系真心嘅去挂念腓立比教会，亦都系寻求紧耶稣基督嘅心思意念，而唔系佢自己嘅事情。
So one lesson we can learn from Timothy is that he was someone diligent to obey the teaching of Jesus.
所以咧，其中一點我哋從提摩太嘅生命學習到嘅，就係佢係一個好勤奮、好積極去服從耶穌基督教導嘅人。
As Jesus taught his disciples to stop being anxious for this physical life.
就好似耶穌教導佢門徒啊，我哋要停止成日都喺度憂慮我哋呢個肉身嘅唔同嘅需要。
But seek first the kingdom of God, the reign of God in your life, and his righteousness.
然后首先要去寻求神嘅王权喺我哋生命里面，去寻求神嘅国度，
To be concerned about the will of God.
去关心神嘅旨意。
And we can see that Timothy was someone who listened to the teaching of Christ, and his mind was renewed.
咁所以我哋咧睇得出咧，提摩太系一个真正有听咗耶稣基督嘅教导行出嚟，而且咧佢嘅心思意念咧就被更新啦。
But the other coworkers, they are concerned about their own interests.
但系咧，可惜嘅系，其他嘅童工佢哋仍然都系好挂念、好顾虑自己嘅事情。
Perhaps they serve too Their minds are divided, serving God and their own interests.
可能咧，佢哋嘅心思意念其实系分散嘅，系心怀异意嘅。佢哋一方面又想去关心神嘅事情，但系其实亦都系好挂虑自己嘅事情。
Before we come to know God and before we become Christians, our old thinking was to focus on our own interests and to be anxious about these physical needs of everyday life.
喺我哋认识神之前啊，或者我哋认识耶稣基督之前呢，我哋固有嘅思想呢，都系好自然咁去关注喺集中喺我哋自己嘅需要啦，为到我哋呢个物质嘅需要啊，即系日常生活嘅各种嘅事情去担忧。
But Christ told his disciples to live a life of faith and faithfulness.
但系耶稣基督咧教导佢嘅门徒呢，要去过一个有信心同埋忠心嘅生活。
To put their trust in a loving Creator God who would look after a flower in the fields and provide for the birds in the sky.
耶稣教导我哋咧，要将我哋嘅信心啊、信靠咧，摆喺创造我哋嘅神呢位慈爱嘅神嘅身上，因为咧神系看顾，就算野地嘅花或者天空嘅飞鸟咧，佢都系照顾。
So in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus says, the Creator God, the Heavenly Father, clothes the flowers in the fields, even though it passes away quickly.
咁喺马太福音6章，我哋就有读到啦，即系野地嘅百合花啊，呢啲可能即系或者草啊，今日长，听日就冇啦。咁但系咧，神都一样俾佢哋好美丽嘅装饰，
And also he looked after the birds in the sky to give them food.
同时咧，神咧亦都系照顾天上嘅飞鸟啦，啊，俾佢哋有足够嘅粮食。
And how much more he looked after us.
既然神咁照顾呢啲嘅动物，咁更何况系我哋人呢？
But when Christians are not faithful in obeying the teaching of the Lord Jesus,
但系当基督徒咧冇去忠心咁去服从耶稣基督呢啲嘅教导嘅时候，
then we are drawn by the world to be mindful of our own needs and be anxious about our earthly life.
咁好自然我哋就会被呢个世界咧拉咗去，净系常常谂嘅都系挂住自己嘅需要，亦都常常为到我哋呢个肉身嘅生命咧有好多嘅忧虑。
So, when the Word of God is not in our mind, not in our hearts, not in our life, then we also don't experience the renewal of our mind.
咁所以，当神嘅话语咧，唔系时时刻刻喺我哋嘅心、喺我哋嘅脑海里面嘅时候咧，或者唔喺我哋生命里面嘅时候，咁我哋当然心思意念亦都唔会能够被神嘅话语去更新。
So, by making the connection with these two verbs, to be anxious and seek, with Philippians chapter 2 and Matthew 6,
所以透过我哋联系到啦，藉住呢两个动词，一个就系挂念啦，一个系寻求。呢两个动词咧，令我哋联系到呢个腓立比书2章同埋马太福音6章。
We can see Timothy as someone who was obedient to the teaching of Jesus, whose mind was also being renewed by the grace of God.
咁我哋就见到提摩太咧，系一位去信服耶稣基督教导嘅人，而且咧佢嘅心思意念咧，靠住神嘅恩典咧，都有被更新改变。
He was walking in love, to be truly concerned, for the Philippian church and to seek after the interests of Christ.
咁佢咧真系系一位活喺爱中嘅人，佢咧真系常常系去关注嘅系耶稣基督嘅事情啦，唔系去关注自己嘅事情。
So, my dear brothers and sisters and friends,
我亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友，
so what are you and I anxious about?
究竟你同我日日所挂虑嘅又系咩咧？
So, how is our spiritual eyesight?
我哋属灵嘅视力又系点嘅咧？
Do we seek first the kingdom of God, like Timothy, diligently obeys Christ's teaching?
我哋有冇好似提摩太一样好勤力、好忠心嘅去跟从耶稣基督嘅教导，就系、是、先求神嘅国同埋神嘅义。
And God's working can be very dynamic to transform him and renew his mind.
以至咧神能够好有呢份动力、生命力咁样去改变提摩太，亦都去更新佢嘅心思意念。
So this is what we can learn from Timothy's testimony.
咁呢个就我哋从提摩太嘅生命见证可以学到嘅。
He was diligent to obey Jesus' teaching and be renewed of his mind.
佢咧非常之热诚嘅去遵守、遵行耶稣基督嘅教导，并且佢嘅心思意念咧系得到更新改变。
So, how about this brother Epaphroditus mentioned at the end of Philippians chapter 2?
咁谈到呢个腓立比书第2章结尾呢位以巴弗提嘅弟兄又系点呢？
So, who was Epaphroditus?
究竟以巴弗提系咩人呢？
So is that in?
系咪呢一位呢？
So this Christian brother was only mentioned in the letters to the Philippian church.
咁其实以巴弗提呢位基督徒啊，呢位弟兄咧，只系喺呢一封啊俾腓立比教会嘅书信里面有提到嘅啫。
He was a lay brother who was sent by the Philippian church to deliver the apostle or the loving support for Paul from Philippi to Rome.
咁呢位基督徒弟兄咧，当时系被腓立比教会差派，带住腓立比教会俾保罗嘅馈赠，呢啲去支持保罗嘅一啲物资咧，从腓立比去到罗马嗰度。
So Paul was in house arrest in Rome at that time.
咁当时保罗咧系被囚禁喺罗马啦。
So Epaphroditus was doing the task of a messenger or a delivery person.
咁所以以巴弗提咧就好似一个即系使者或者一个派递员一样咁嘅角色啦。
Of course, back in those days, you don't have a car to drive around or a plane to take for traveling.
咁但系大家要记得啦，喺当时嘅环境咧，唔系有车揸嘅，亦都冇飞机可以接送你去嘅。
So they had to travel by foot and other primitive means.
所以当时嘅人咧，都系主要系靠行路啊，或者系一啲好原始嘅交通方式。
So it's estimated that it could take up to 8 weeks for him to travel from Philippi by foot to Rome. So that's over 1,000 miles of journey.
咁咧，估計咧係當時以巴弗提係用咗起碼大概8個禮拜嘅時間啦，而且咧係要大概行起碼1000里咁遠嘅路途，先可以由腓立比咧去到羅馬。
And it may seem to be an ordinary or insignificant delivery job.
咁可能表面睇嚟咧，呢個都係一個好卑微、好平凡嘅一個，好似去派遞嘅工作啫。
Though the distance is long and the time is long.
咁當然啦，嗰個距離同埋所需嘅時間都係好長嘅。
But to our surprise, Paul spoke very highly of Epaphroditus.
但係咧，保羅咧就係非常之讚賞去，真係係咯，去稱讚呢位以巴弗提。
So in verse 25, it says, I have thought it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my needs.
保罗咧讲到以巴弗提咧，佢系咁样形容嘅，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。
So we can sense Paul was very touched and encouraged by this faithful brother.
咁我哋能够感受到咧，保罗系深深被以巴弗提呢位弟兄所触动、所鼓励到嘅。
And the reason was because not only did Epaphroditus faithfully deliver the gift of love from Philippian Church to Paul.
咁嘅原因咧，就系唔单止因为以巴弗提非常之忠心嘅，代表腓立比教会将佢哋嘅馈赠呢啲爱心咧去带到俾保罗啦。
But out of his own initiative and concern for Paul, he did not return immediately after delivering the gifts.
而且咧，当佢到达咗交咗呢啲嘅馈赠之后佢自发嘅想留低唔想即刻翻去，佢想继续嘅去陪伴保罗。
He stayed not because he wanted sightseeing in Rome,
佢留低就唔系为咗想喺罗马顺便游览下啦。
but he stayed on because he saw the need of Apostle Paul. He stayed on to minister to Paul for his needs.
佢留低就系因为佢见到保罗系有需要，要有人去参与去服侍佢。
So he puts his needs and interests, he put Paul's needs and interests above his own.
所以你見到咧，佢係將使徒保羅嘅需要啦、使徒保羅嘅好處咧，擺喺佢自己個人嘅利益以上。
And he became quite ill during this time, even close to the point of death.
而因為佢留低之後咧，佢生病啦，甚至到一個地步係幾乎要死啊！
Like verse 30 says, Paul said, because of the work of Christ, Epaphroditus nearly died.
就好似第30节嗰度话俾佢听，因他为做基督嘅功夫，几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我嘅不及之处。
So this was a touching testimony of a lay brother who was faithful in the task entrusted to him.
咁呢個呢，就係一個非常之感人嘅一個生命嘅見證，係一位所謂嘅平信徒弟兄，佢點樣呢？係去忠心嘅去完成所托付俾佢嘅工作。
So never look down on the service or the responsibility God has entrusted to you lightly.
所以咧，我哋都同樣千祈咧，唔好去睇小咗神所交托俾我哋嘅一啲嘅服侍啦，或者一啲嘅責任。
And not to have the attitude to do the minimum.
亦都千祈唔好有一種心態咧，就係、是、我做最少嘅就得啦。
So if Epaphroditus was doing the minimum, so after giving the gift, he just goes back.
咁如果以巴弗提嘅心態都係我總之做到最少嗰、那個。標準或者嗰、那個係啦限度就得啦下限，咁可能佢交咗嗰啲禮物饋贈俾保羅，咁佢完成咗任務就可以走啦。
But out of his own initiative and his love for God and for the body of Christ, he was ready to give all of himself, for God's purpose and for Body of Christ for Paul.
但係咧。因为佢对神嘅爱、对教会嘅爱、对保罗嘅爱咧，佢系愿意将自己啊，即系全人咁样去倾流，为到可以更好嘅服侍神、服侍教会同埋服侍保罗。
So you remember Christ's example. Christ emptied himself to become a slave, to the point of death for us.
咁亦都令我哋即刻谂翻起耶稣基督自己嘅榜样啦。佢首先去倒空自己，甚至系到一个地步系真系以至于死。
Thanks be to God, Epaphroditus experienced God's mercy towards him that he eventually recovered.
咁但系都好感谢神啦，以巴弗提咧经历神嘅怜悯，以至佢最终咧都有康复。
Even though we don't know the details about his illness, but Paul spoke highly of him as his co-worker, fellow soldier, and messenger of Philippian church to minister his needs.
咁虽然我哋对于以巴弗提嘅病，我哋都冇更详细嘅资料，我哋唔系好了解。咁但系我哋唯一系见到咧，就系保罗系非常之赞赏，系好睇重以巴弗提，系作为佢嘅同工啦，作为同佢一齐当兵嘅，亦都系腓立比教会所差遣去供俾保罗需用嘅人。
And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 18, we can see that. Let me read to you in English. I have received full payment and more. I'm well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God.
喺腓立比书4:18咁话，但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
So even though the task entrusted to this dear brother was ordinary, but his faithfulness and love for God and for the body of Christ was what God Yahweh was pleased to use for the furthering of the work of the gospel.
咁雖然表面睇嚟咧，以巴弗提佢呢個少少嘅使命差事，好似好微不足道啦，只係去好似一個派遞員咁去送一啲物資。咁但係因為佢對神啦、對主嘅身體即係教會啦，係啦呢份嘅心呢份嘅服侍咧，神係好喜悦，以至可以使用佢咧去參與喺神嘅呢啲唔同嘅事工上面。
And Paul described here the gift of love from the Philippian church as a pleasing sacrifice to God delivered by Epaphroditus.
咁而保罗咧，亦都去形容以巴弗提呢、这个，sorry 而保罗亦都形容咧，腓立比教会对佢呢个爱心嘅馈赠咧，系神睇为一个所收纳、所喜悦嘅祭物。
So you can see Epaphroditus is like a priest of God offering up the sacrifice and service of faith.
咁所以我哋就睇到啦，以巴弗提咧，真系好似神嘅祭司咁样去献咗呢个神所悦纳嘅一个祭物。
And this is also the role we saw from Philippians 2, that each Christian is a priest and servant of God.
而呢个咧，亦都系我哋喺腓立比书第二章睇到嘅，每一个基督徒都系神嘅一个祭司，一个仆人。
What God has entrusted to us may be different at this moment.
咁神喺呢一刻交托俾我哋每一个人嘅使命服侍都系唔同嘅。
But what is required of a servant is faithfulness.
但系神对每一个佢嘅仆人嘅要求就系佢必须系忠心嘅。
And this was also what we can learn from Epaphroditus, his faithfulness and his initiative in putting the needs of God and others above his own interests.
而呢個呢，亦都係我哋從以巴弗提身上可以學到嘅，就係、是、首先佢嗰份嘅忠心啦，同埋佢願意去有呢份主動啊，去將神嘅事工啦，同埋其他人嘅需要呢，擺喺自己嘅需要以上。
Yeah, he was willing and ready to give of his all and his best to God's for his good purpose as a living sacrifice.
佢咧系随时准备好，好愿意咧将佢一切同埋佢嘅最好咧都献俾神，去为到神嘅需要完成嘅旨意啦。所以佢咁样做嘅时候就系一个活祭啦。
So my time's up. I must conclude.
咁时间到啦，我必须去总结。
So we have seen that a Christian has the highest privilege to come to know our Creator God Yahweh, and to become a servant of His.
咁我哋睇到啦，作为一个基督徒咧，我哋有最高嘅一个福气，最高嘅殊荣，就系、是、能够认识我哋呢位创造者 Yahweh，同埋咧去成为佢嘅一个仆人。
And to become a priest of God, following Jesus' example in offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
并且咧，透过将自己献出作为活祭啊，去跟随耶稣基督嘅榜样，我哋成为神嘅祭司。
And we learn from Timothy's testimony that he was obedient to the word of God. That's why he experienced the renewal of his mind.
我哋都从提摩太嘅见证当中学到，因为佢愿意去信服耶稣基督嘅教导咧，佢嘅心意得到更新。
And we learn from Epaphroditus, though he was a lay brother with an ordinary task, but he was faithful in little things.
而我哋都从以巴弗提嘅身上学到，呢位所谓嘅平信徒弟兄啊，虽然佢系被委托一个表面睇嚟好似好平庸嘅一个责任，但系因为佢嘅忠心。
And he was willing to walk the extra mile to offer up his all and his best for God and for the body of Christ.
佢願意行多一步，佢有呢份主動，為到咧就可以將佢嘅全人啦，同埋佢嘅最好都獻俾神。
So may we become a Timothy and Epaphroditus in this generation.
咁願我哋咧都能夠成為喺呢個世代入面嘅一個提摩太或者係以巴弗提。
Who are faithful imitators of Christ?
佢哋咧就係一個好忠心去仿效耶穌基督嘅人。
Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ can find us to be like-minded.
咁咧，以致咧，无论系耶稣基督或者系天父咧，都可以睇到我哋同佢哋系同心嘅。
So through us, as His Spirit guides us, the good will of God and the salvation plan of God can be made known to more people who are still under the slavery of sin.
咁以致咧，藉住我哋神咧能够去帮助神靠住佢嘅帮助，我哋能够一齐去完成神呢个救恩计划啦，去帮助更加多嘅人，佢哋嗰啲仍然喺罪恶嘅捆绑底下嘅人咧，都一齐嚟经历呢个救恩。
So let us close in prayer.
我哋一齐祷告结束。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious words,
亲爱嘅天父，我哋真系为到你宝贵嘅话语去感恩。
for revealing to us your truth, so we understand where we come from and what we are tasked to do at this present time and where we will be going.
都好感谢你向我哋启示你嘅真理以致我哋唔单止能够明白我哋嘅过去，我哋从哪里来，我哋都可以明白我哋而家所处位置，我哋将来要去嘅方向。
We thank you for faithful forerunners who has imitated Christ.
我哋真系为到呢一啲咁忠心嘅属灵前辈佢哋点样去仿效基督去感谢你。
We pray your love will inspire us and your words will speak to our hearts and help us also to be people who are like-minded as Christ and with you.
我哋都恳请你嘅爱去激励我哋，你嘅话语亦都去推动我哋，改变我哋，以致我哋咧都可以，继续去仿效耶稣基督。
So, Father, we pray you will guide us through another week.
天父，我哋都求你继续引领我哋喺新嘅一周里面，
Help us to be often in touch with you.
帮我哋经常保持与你呢份联系。
And may your good will be done in our lives.
亦都愿你美好嘅旨意能够喺我哋生命里面去完成。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我哋多谢你，
And we love you.
我哋爱你。
Amen.